Welcome to It's Your Break. Sit down, relax, and take a break.
Welcome to It's Your Break. This is the first long show in a long, long while. Well, as I said in one of the previous mini breaks, we kind of took a break, went on hiatus for a little while, but now we're back. Producing more shows and doing more things. We've got a lot of things that we're trying to fit in this year, which is going to be kind of interesting. But on this first show, we're going to get things organized, and maybe one of these days I'll learn how to organize my thoughts correctly and not let my ADD just take complete control of me. But enough about my mental state. In this show, however, we're going to talk about the physical organization of your world. And it's coming up next on Eat Your Break. At Shore Shooters, beach photography is our specialty. It's all we do. Our experienced fun photographers are the best at capturing your vacation memories as they happen. It's real life, candid, and fun, not just posed portraits. And we're not just isolated to one beach. We are in the Alabama Gulf Coast with Dolphin Island, Gulf Shores, and Orange Beach, the Florida Panhandle, Tampa Bay area beaches, Sarasota, Fort Myers, and Hilton Head, South Carolina. To learn more about us, see our pricing options, meet our photographers, see samples of our works, read reviews from our clients, or to schedule your beach photography session, go to shoreshooters.com. That's shoreshooters.com, or call us at 866-856-2435. So what are you waiting for? Go online to shoreshooters.com and schedule your session, and let us help you make memories that last a lifetime. Welcome to It's Your Break. Hi, I'm Jonathan Mertz, and if you're like me, you may not always have everything in place, in its proper place. You may not be Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory, and everything has to have its one particular place that it belongs. That's a little over the top for being OCD. Being organized doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be OCD. It just means making things where it could be readily accessible and not look like you're a slob. And my guest today is an expert in organizing, or organization, as I should say. And she is a certified professional organizer. Her name is Darla DiMauro, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So when you started to get into the world of organization, what kind of path got you there?
Well, I was in the corporate world, as many people, you know, spend a lot of time in cubicles. I did that, and I had a chance to change careers, and so I got out, but I took my project management experience with me. And what I do now, working with individuals in their homes and businesses, I say, you know, I'm still doing project management, but it's on a much smaller scale. It might just be your closet. And it's so much more impactful because we get to stand back and see our work at the end of the day. In corporate life, you don't always get to see that. And, you know, I know that if we get somebody organized, it can really change their entire day, entire week, entire year.
How so?
Well, think about it. I mean, the last time you went in to get, you're a guy. Do you ever have this situation you try and get dressed in the morning and it's just not feeling right? You're not feeling the outfit and you have to try on 3 or 4 different outfits or 8 or 10?
I'm not typically that guy, but my wife, on the other hand, is that person where, okay, you know, she goes in, she gets so tired of looking at what, you know, she's going to wear over and over the same thing over and over and over. And to her credit, some of it here, you know, has been because she's been losing a lot of weight, and of course she doesn't have the new attire either. But in the past, you know, she's been guilty of just, you know, going through and buying all this clothes, and I still can go through her closet and there's stuff with price tags on it.
Yeah. Well, and that's a whole bunch of, I'm so glad you said that. Actually, that's a really good discussion point that I wanted to have with you, because organizing really doesn't start in your closet. It starts in the store. And if I can get people to think about that, I will really meet my goal of being the organizer who gets people to stop decluttering. because that, I think, is what we're doing in not only America. I've traveled all over, all the way to Australia, actually, and they have the same problems there. But what we tend to do, you know, is we make random decisions throughout our lives. We come home with things that we've gotten from the store, or like you mentioned, your wife, you know, maybe she had an idea that something was going to be really great on her. She gets at home and can't ever find a place to wear it, or maybe it just doesn't go with anything else. Well, that's a decision that she made in the store that has an impact in your home, right? And so instead of having people go through once a year, a lot of people do spring cleaning or well, the two biggest times of the year for us are spring and September. Here in the States, kids go back to school in September usually, and all those things that the moms thought they were going to get done and the parents thought they were going to get done during the summer didn't quite happen. So September is kind of the new year.
Gotcha.
So that's when a lot of decluttering takes place, and I see bags and bags and bags of stuff leaving people's houses, especially those times of year. And wouldn't it be great if we didn't have to do that? That's a lot of energy that we spend decluttering. So that's why I came out with this book. That's why I want to, you know, impact people's lives in a different way than maybe they've ever thought about getting organized, organizing, and decluttering before.
So when you're looking at making those purchases, because I'm trying to think here, because I know what my wife's story is sometimes. Just, I liked it in the store. It looked great in the store. And then later, I just didn't feel it. I'm like, well, how do you get past those certain hurdles? I mean, how do you know that the clothes that you're going to wear is the clothes you will wear any other place? I mean, for me, I can go see something and I'm like, okay, that I can wear. And then boom, unless I gain a few pounds, which I have in the past, you know, 15 to 20 years. And it's like, okay, yeah, that doesn't work for me anymore. It looks a little too tight, or I need to go the next size up or next size down, depending on, you know, how I fluctuate in my weight. Where do you, you know, start to really focus and say, this is exactly what I need, and this here is not what I need?
You know, everybody's a little bit different, but you keep saying the magic words, and you just said another one, and that's focus. And so I've got folks that, you know, that sort of gravitate towards me, and we work with each other because they are trying to focus in on what they want financially. Just a little side story. I went into Target today, or Target, however, I don't know. In your part of the country, is it Target?
It's Target. it's Kentucky. We're going to say Target, and we're going to say, you know, taters and maters and
that's
all
right.
That good stuff.
That's right. You pick up some taters while you're at Target.
Yeah.
So I've got, you know, people that I work with, and they can't get out of Target for under $200 a trip. And my little side story is I was just in Target yesterday, and the gal rang me up, and it was $60, and I looked at her, and I was incredulous. And I said to her, how in the world did I get out of here for less than $100 today? And she laughed. She knew exactly what I was talking about. I'm sure you do, too.
Oh, yeah.
But that's, you know, for a lot of people, I'll say, let's forget about decluttering. Let's focus in on your financial goals. Because if you're constantly, you know, once or twice a week going into Target and dropping $100 or $200 without even thinking about it, and that's the key, without even thinking about it, then maybe you're bringing home some stuff, or maybe some stuff is jumping in your cart that you really didn't intend to buy. And then you get home and you have no place to put it. You mentioned the, you know, having a place for everything and everything in this place. Well, if you're bringing home buckets of new stuff from Target or wherever your favorite store is every week, it's going to be hard to find places for all that stuff. You know, and I mean, there's a lot of people who get to that point in their life where they think, oh man, I'm bringing home bags and bags every week from the grocery store, from every store I'm in. I have to carry it in, bring it in, find a place for it, dust it, wash it, you know, fold it, do whatever to it. There's a lot of maintenance that goes into all that stuff that we bring home. So some people, their focus is financial. Some people, their focus is energy. They either, maybe they've gotten sick, they don't have the energy that they used to, or they're dealing with some health problem, or they've got more kids than they ever thought they'd have, and, you know, they just don't have the energy to keep up with all this stuff anymore. So, again, we go back to what's your focus, and it can be a little bit different for everybody. We started out by talking about clothing, and, you know, I know a lot of people who say, I can't get rid of all this clothing because I spent a lot of money on it, but I'm never going to be that size again, or I'm going to try and be that size, but I haven't been for a very long time. Well, there's a whole bunch of implied, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda in there. And so unpacking that a little bit can often help you get to your organizing goals. Gotcha. And that's, again, what I really want to help people do.
And looking up all your information before we had this, because I haven't had a chance to read your book. I mean, I'm not going to be somebody says, yeah, the book was great, turn the page, because I have not read it yet. But I've got to look at your website and got to look at some of the promos for your book and stuff. And one of the things that I know, which will probably help with this focus factor, is your five steps that you've created.
Right.
And can we go over how that works?
Absolutely. Yeah, just really quickly, because it is a small book, and if people do want to pick it up, you know, every time we organize in a household, it's very, very common for us to run across between 5 and 10, sometimes as many as 15 or 20 organizing books that people have bought, and they've either read a long time ago or they've never gotten around to reading. So when I wrote this book, I spent a couple years actually thinking, how am I going to make this different? Like, there's a lot of organizing books out there already, some of which I own, some of which I really love. And I thought, if I'm going to continue to add to the mix, and I'm going to put one more book out there, I want it to be something that's really going to help people. And so I decided to make it short. It's about 90 pages long, which means you can sit down and read it in about an hour, which is awesome. But you boil it down to the five steps, and that's part of the title, Sort and Succeed. Jonathan, I know I'm not quizzing you here, but do you think you could remember that in a month if somebody said to you, hey, you know, I need to get organized, do you think you could come up with the word sort and succeed?
I think I probably could.
Yeah. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to have a touch point for people to say, I can't remember how to do it exactly, but I remember that she said sort and succeed, and everything that you need to do is baked in that acronym plus succeed. Okay, so it's five steps. The S stands for start with a written goal. That's step one. Step two is organize into groups. Number three is reduce, release, and reset. And I want to come back to that one in a minute. Number four is tweak and enhance. And step five is succeed and celebrate. And so if you remember Sort and Succeed, if you have the book, or if you go to my website, you don't have to buy the book to get the help, okay? Really, you can come to the website. There's a couple of blog posts that you can look up and remember these and read about these steps, and whether you're going to organize your closet like we've been talking about, or your linen closet, or your kitchen cabinets, or just your little refrigerator, whatever it is. These five steps, every time, it's the same way, the same five steps to get through an organizing project. So maybe if somebody's listening to this, or Jonathan, in a month you'll have to drop me a line and say, you know, I was going to organize my sock drawer, and I thought, sort and succeed. That's how to do it.
You know, that is something that you can do, is just go on your website, heartwork.org.com, correct?
That's it. Just, it's H-E-A-R-T, you know, just... because everything that we do in my company comes from the heart. So, you know, organizing, we always talk about it being not about the stuff, really. It is about the stuff, but it's not really about the stuff. It's about people. And so everything we do comes from the heart.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And one more thing real quick before we let you go. What is probably the biggest thing that you've seen people do commonly over and over again that you're like, this is the simplest thing you could probably do to start you in the right path to declutter?
You know, if there's one thing I could ask people to do or encourage them to do, it would be, well, we talked about the one is make decisions in the store before you bring something home. But the other one is open your mail. So many people have issues with getting overwhelmed, and they think, oh, I'm overwhelmed with paper, but really they're not opening their mail. And you know, Ed McMahon isn't sending $100,000 to many people I know, so
right.
There may not be something awesome in there, but a lot of times there are things you need to take care of, and the anxiety that people feel over being overwhelmed can often be cured just by opening your mail and dealing with whatever's in there. So, yeah, that's a huge number one, and number two is, a tip there is think about what you're going to do with your stuff when you get home from the store and open your mail.
That's awesome. Darla, thank you so much for coming on the show, and hopefully we'll meet again and talk again and have other interests down the road.
All righty. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again for listening to It's Your Break. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes and other podcast services out there. And visit our website at itsyourbreak.com for more content. And thank you again to Shore Shooters for sponsoring today's show. It's Your Break is produced and owned by Spark of Vision. All rights reserved.